Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Happy Friday. Yay! Good day, Adam. How are you?
Happy Friday. I've just seen the most depressing fact of the week.
Oh, no. What?
We'll take it in good grace, which is if we're looking for normality and the end of restrictions and, you know, life returning to normal or something like that, it's the fact that the James Bond film has been put back for a third time, and the new release date is the 8th of October. October!
Oh. Anything that's still happening in 2021 is good news, though, Adam. I thought you were going to tell me it's been pushed to 2024. Yeah.
Yes, we'll take the positives, and we'll all be holidaying normally in 2034. It's fine.
Exactly. We and I still have to have that pint. Okay, we'll have to do it over Zoom for now. This first story is a difficult one for me. It's so interesting. The timing of it all, you know. Anyway, a double suicide bombing in Baghdad. We haven't heard of, you know, it's actually become quite rare for us to have bombings on that side of the world.
And that's a very important point, actually. Yeah, you're right. Because the fact is, the moment you say Baghdad to a lot of people, they would immediately assume that there was a bomb. But there hasn't been one for 3 years, just over 3 years ago, I believe, the last deadly suicide bomb attack in Baghdad. And I know we're sort of grasping a little bit of positives, like the James Bond movie, but
yes.
32 people killed, over 100 others injured. This twin suicide bombing was really a bolt from the blue in many ways. It happened at a crowded clothing market in the center of the Iraqi capital, as it appears some suspects were being pursued by security forces, and we now know that Islamic State has also claimed responsibility for this. There was no word for the first few hours, but it's horrible. It's awful. It also shows that Islamic State has not completely been eradicated. Maybe
right.
This is in some way a kind of parting shot. I suspect not. I suspect there are enough IS cells that they can continue with this. But the fact it's rare is still important because, after all, there are bomb blasts in all sorts of parts of the world which are seen as one-offs. Maybe Iraqis can see this as a one-off for the time being anyway.
You know, yeah, interesting one. We'll keep focus on that and see what happens, what develops there. Let's turn our attention to the world welcome of Robinette Biden.
Yeah, obviously a lot of people have said their thing. Everyone jumped on board, but I just think there are some interesting takes on this. The head of NATO, for instance, welcomed the arrival of President Joe Biden as, he put it, a way of starting a new era of trust. He's making no secret of it. Jens Stoltenberg is happy that Donald Trump has gone. Donald Trump came into office basically questioning the value of the transatlantic military alliance, maybe slightly warm to it, or at least was less cool on it. But it's been a stormy 4 years, and NATO is essentially very happy that the disagreements over troop numbers and Russia and Iran and spending and other issues are now gone. We've had the South Korean president put it, welcome back America, which is an interesting one. Yeah, had America disappeared for 4 years would be the thought. The French, German and Spanish presidents have all signaled relief at the end of the 45th president and hope at the start of the 46th. Most, of course, are playing it straight back to the changeover. But how's this? The European Commission president, arguably the most powerful and most important politician in Europe. Anyway, Ursula von der Leyen put it like this. Quote, after 4 long years, Europe finally has a friend in the White House. We'll see, but yeah.
The welcome back America. Yeah, the welcome back America rhetoric needs to stop because the Trump America is also America. 74 million people have said so, but I hear you. Let's talk about the second class ambassador in London.
Yeah. Let's see how petty and childish this is. Basically, the UK government has decided, like none of the other 142 other countries in the world who have an EU ambassador, that the EU ambassador to London should be downgraded in status. According to the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office in London, he or she will still receive the privileges needed to do the job, but not all of the privileges. That's other diplomats would have, the South African High Commissioner, for instance, or the French ambassador, whatever. And so any number of people are saying, hang on a moment, can you actually do this? The argument is that the EU is not a nation state. It's a kind of entity. It's an organization, and therefore shouldn't have an ambassador in the same way that other countries should.
Jeepers.
But as I say, nobody else in the world is doing this. So is this simply a petty little fight that the UK has picked in a kind of spat? They've certainly been accused of petty behavior by an EU diplomat.
Yeah, I think it's a little pity, but I guess these are the kind of games that we play. Adam, thank you so much. I mean, if they're going to do that to the EU, then they have to do that to the UN and any other multinational, right? Which is not very cool. So we'll have to see if they apply that kind of consistency. Adam, always a pleasure. Bon weekend à toi, and à la prochaine, à lundi.
Bon weekend, OC. Look at that.
You see, we're still nice to the French and the EU. Ciao, Adam.